It's fair to say that a majority of people in the SpongeBob fanbase think that episodes such as Squid's Visit, Boating Buddies, or Graveyard Shift are some of the more scary episodes on the show. However, I personally think that The Figure is one of the most scary episodes of SpongeBob ever created. Now, you may have never heard of, or basically never have seen this episode before. And why is that? Well, because it wasn't aired on television. It wasn't released on the internet or subsequent DVD releases at all. And that reason is simple. One idea that was brought up during production of season 4 of SpongeBob, and was completed into a full episode, was of SpongeBob and Patrick exploring a forest, and the two end up finding a terrifying figure, which nearly kills them. It had its voice work and animation complete before executives decided to cancel the episode, as they felt that what had been produced was too dark for young viewers. Following their decision, it was never released anywhere. And as a result, the episode was forgotten about for many years. Now, since I worked on Nickelodeon from 2000 to 2010, I've got a lot of production stuff from many shows Nick has created. SpongeBob is one of them, which is how I got a copy of the episode. Now, the executives told me not to release it, or else I'd be fired from the job. But since I no longer work there, I'd like to release the footage. But, unfortunately, Viacom will be out to get me if I do it. I'm still able to tell what happens in the entire episode, though. From my recollection, Patrick is playing some games with SpongeBob when the two quickly get bored. SpongeBob then has the idea to explore a forest located far from their homes. Patrick agrees, and the two get some backpacks with a bunch of stuff inside, heading towards the forest. They keep exploring it for a while until they hear a strange, loud growling noise coming out from far away. The two start to get scared, immediately leaving the forest. They both go to sleep in their respective houses until the next night, and at this point they get really curious as to what they've heard. Patrick says that instead of only him and SpongeBob going into the forest, they should bring a group of three, Sandy in tow. SpongeBob agrees, also thinks that they could bring some rifles this time. Patrick agrees and invites Sandy to explore the forest. Sandy then joins. Patrick gets his backpack and a rifle for Sandy. They all come back to the forest again on the same night. This time, though, they were walking very slowly so as to not make any noise. However, the growling sound could be heard again. They get scared, albeit this time a little bit more confused, asking why the figure started growling again even though they didn't make any noise. Sandy theorizes that the figure could have possibly saw them. They all quickly grab their rifles, looking everywhere to see if the figure could be seen spying on them. It's at this point that all of a sudden, the figure quickly grabs Sandy by the leg, dragging her into the bushes. SpongeBob and Patrick quickly start firing their rifles. The figure screams in pain off-screen, running away. SpongeBob and Patrick chase the figure, but they stop as they hear Sandy now screaming loudly and in pain, screaming for help. The two start to get scared again, but they knew that they had to help Sandy. I mean, they didn't want her to die. They pinpoint the location of her injury, and I mean, it was terrifying what they saw next. The creature was eating Sandy. No, not her organs, one by one. Like, dismemberment-wise. It was really trying to swallow Sandy's entire body whole. Both of them scream in shock, firing their rifles once more until they run out of bullets. They try to pull Sandy out of the figure's huge mouth, and they succeed, but the figure starts running extremely fast towards them. The figure ends up getting Patrick and Sandy. He quickly tries to swallow them, but this time faster. And he unfortunately succeeds. It's at this point that we know that the creature can then talk. It then whispers in a very deep voice, "I'm not satisfied yet. I need one more meal." SpongeBob's eyes become wide, his pupils becoming smaller and having a terrified expression on his face. The figure then slowly turns his head to SpongeBob, stating that he was next. SpongeBob screams in horror one last time and leaves the forest as fast as he could. While running, he turns back to see if the figure was chasing him, and it was, on a speed faster than SpongeBob's. However, before getting caught, he was able to successfully leave the forest. He turns back once again, but this time the creature has just disappeared, more than likely staying inside the forest, which, in my theory, is where it lives. SpongeBob starts to cry, thinking about his friends. However, it's at this point that the figure then comes crawling out and vomits Patrick and Sandy. It then comes back to the forest. SpongeBob is surprisingly happy to see that his friends are still alive, quickly hugging all of them and drying his tears with a cloth that was in his backpack. SpongeBob wanted to know how they survived inside the figure's stomach, and Sandy explains it, stating that the figure vomited them because she was hitting its stomach several times from the inside. They then start to wonder what happened to the figure. They spy on it to see if it was still alive or not, but the figure is seen lying on the floor in the next scene. The initial thought was that the figure died after getting shot too many times with the rifles. Their expressions quickly turned to joy to see that the figure died so that it couldn't do any harm anymore. The two thanked Sandy for helping them. They vowed not to go into the forest again if she didn't join the group. Afterwards, they all go home. However, off in the distance, and zooming in, it still slowly shows the figure lying on the floor again for a few seconds before it cuts to its eyes. They then open, revealing that the figure is indeed still alive. The screen cuts to black, and well, that's how it ends. It's a shame how this wasn't released on the internet. I'm telling you, I wish I could upload it myself. But I get the feeling that if I did, you'd all know what happens next.